Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, LeVar.
Why does your yeah sound like that when this song comes on?
What do you mean? It's aggressive, man.
It's just very different, man.
Come on. Night one of the NFL? Different. It's game day?
You kind of expose yourself a little bit there, Joe.
Listen, I don't know what you're talking about. All I do is get fired up for some of these intro songs. All right? Like, this is your song, man. Like, the one next hour, I believe, is mine, but this is your song, and I want to support you. You're a big Korn fan, you know?
Yeah.
Big time. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio.
Throw them up.
Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country, wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Thursday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We are going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So the New York Jets, I mean, they just can't catch a break. You know, like, they're trying to get ready for a season. And of course, the offseason starts with Tyreek Hill telling them, you know, I don't want to go to you guys. I'd rather stay in the division and go to the Miami Dolphins. So he just disrespects the Jets organization. You know, then you got Brady Quinn talking about them winning one game in their first 2 months of the season. And he didn't tell any lies. That's probably a pretty accurate breakdown of their schedule.
Well, I wasn't the only person to say that either, by the way.
No, but you're the most notable. I mean, you're the only one I care about. Tell you that.
Yeah.
It's called support. You know, good buddy. And you got the Jets thinking they're going to, you know, we're going to prove everybody wrong. And then all of a sudden, Zach Wilson gets injured. They get some good news because it's not a devastating non-contact injury like a lot of people initially thought in their preseason debut. And you're just wondering, is he going to be available? Even Robert Saleh said there's some hope. There's a possibility he could be available week one coming up on Sunday as they take on the Baltimore Ravens, only to find out that's not the case. It's going to be Joe Flacco. But Robert Saleh spoke about the decision on Zach Wilson yesterday with the media.
There was always that hope. You guys know me. There's always that hope. But after all the information gathering, it's just not worth the risk. He hasn't had a setback. He looks fantastic. He still looks good. He feels good. And you guys will see him. He's not walking with a limp or anything. But just gathering all the information and talking to their doctors along with ours, we're just going to end it until Pittsburgh. The earliest he's going to be available is Pittsburgh, just from everything we gathered over the last couple of days. Now, can it change? Sure, I'm always going to leave that door open. You guys know me. I'm the eternal optimist. But we are going to make sure that both mind and body are 110%, make sure we do right by him. And we feel like talking to the doctors and everyone, it's going to be that Pittsburgh week.
All right, so basically we're going to get Joe Flacco the first 3 weeks at least of the season, right? So fired up Joe Flacco, Super Bowl champion, starts with his former team, the Ravens, and then runs through the AFC North gauntlet for the New York Jets as they get the Browns and Bengals after that with the Steelers in week four. All right, let's go. Joe Flacco time. Who's fired up about it? I am.
I think it gives them actually
a better chance.
Yeah. Like you got a veteran guy in there with an improved roster. He's going to get the ball out of his hand quick. You're not going to see some of those issues that you're maybe still trying to iron out with Zach Wilson or see if he's capable of. I think it gives them a better chance. I really do. So I'm a little more optimistic now than I was before. And we'll see how it goes. I do think it's going to be interesting if the Jets get off to a good start and Zach Wilson's healthy come week four. What do you do if they're 4-0, 3-1?
Yeah.
I'm throwing that out there.
And yeah, again, no, I don't know that. I think you got a strike on me on that one because I definitely was looking at that one. I don't want to swing at it. Like it's kind of like if Joe Flacco is doing well when Zach Wilson comes back healthy, there is no reason why I would not stick with Joe Flacco, and I don't care that he's a high draft pick. Zach Wilson was a high draft pick for us for the simple fact that if this team is having success, they have not had enough success over the last however long for me to disrupt any amount of success that we're having. Two-game winning streak, three-game winning streak. If you're on 2-3-game winning streak, I am not sitting. I'm not sitting the guy out that's winning. I'm not, unless they're ugly, ugly, ugly ass wins. If they're ugly wins where you're like, you know what? It's our defense that's carrying us. Our running game is doing well. It suffice. And it's very limited in terms of what we're doing in the passing game. You know, or he's taking a lot of sacks or he's not, you know, careful enough with the ball. I could see those elements being a reason why you bring Zach Wilson in if they're winning in spite of. But if Joe Flacco is the reason, the main reason that they're winning games when Zach Wilson comes back, I don't think there's any way you can take him out.
Especially in a tough AFC when everybody's battling for, you know, a playoff spot. Because if you just look at it, so they get the Ravens at home and, you know, at least it's a home game and you would figure, okay, well, if there was a chance you were going to get the Ravens, knowing you're a significantly worse team than they are, that's the expectation. It would be week one at home. And then you're at the Browns who are playing with the backup quarterback. And then you get the Bengals at home. God forbid they go 3-0. And Zach Wilson knocks on the door and the trainers say, he's ready to go week four. I'm not going to him. I'd rather just roll with Flacco.
Just keep rehabbing him. Just keep getting him more healthy. We need him to be 100% and extra credit healthy.
I do appreciate Robert Saleh's demeanor and how he talks about, you know, his players and to the media. And you know, we want him 100%, you know, both mind and body. And I was like, he is a new age head coach. Like, I have never heard a head coach at the NFL give one iota about a player's mind and body and say that publicly in regards to them coming back from an injury. Like, I've never heard that before in my life. So kudos to Robert Saleh, man. He's like an advanced head coach. Like, I don't know that we are ready as a society to absorb what Robert Saleh is throwing out to us at this point.
So you guys didn't have a coach when you were trying to come back from injury say, yeah, but how are you mentally right now?
No.
Yeah, just okay.
No.
Yeah. Just,
no.
Well, things have changed.
You don't have anybody really do that, honestly.
Anybody at all?
Not anyone at all. How is your mental health? Right, please. You say that. Let me tell you something. In our day, if that was talked about, that's the beginning of the end for you. Unless you're somebody that is special, but it's like, oh, yeah, my mental health is not good right now. They'd be then looked at you like, you said what? say what? Say that again? Yeah, we're gonna have to call him into the office. That medical staff would have went to the head coach, to the GM, and been like, we got a guy that's saying he's got mental health issues. Like, well, who is he? Okay, we're gonna have to talk through this one. Don't nobody want nobody with that. That was not a thing at all. So, yeah. I mean, can you? I mean, you've had injuries before, Q. How many of the people who were rehabbing you in the training room asked you about your mental health?
Oh, that was not even a topic of conversation. You know, it was more like, hey, you ready to go? It was more like,
right.
I mean, the question, and look, I'm not trying to fault people in the past for our train of thought with all that. Like, I mean, my mom used to tell me when I was young, she's like, if your ass is hurt, they better have to drag you off the field. I go, okay. I mean, that's the mentality that she grew up with two brothers who played college ball. So from a very young age, like, it was the old model of, are you hurt or are you injured?
Yeah.
And none of that had to do with your mental health. It was about how you felt physically and trying to make sure as a young kid you understood that you might be in pain, but if you can still play, you go out there and play. Now, if you're incapable of it because of whatever, you know, it hurts so bad or that injury is so bad, you're not going to play. And so that was my mentality coming up. And I think that's probably a lot of the mentality of trainers and coaches and everything else. You know,
so until you think it's a symptom of, we assume that guys have the mindset of someone who's willing to push through and is going to kind of stabilize themselves.
I look at it more like it's football. Like, I think most people assume if you're playing football, you have a certain mindset as it is, right? Like, you're not a track guy, you know, my hamstring feels a little tight, not gonna go today. Like, that's not football, you know. Like, that's, I'm not trying to rag on track guys, but like, LeVar knows what I'm talking about. Like, you get guys who if they're not 100%, they don't want to go. Like, that didn't have any area in football. We're getting off on a tangent on something that I'm just trying to, you know, shed light on. But in all seriousness, it is kind of, I guess, refreshing. It's one of the reasons why I think Robert Saleh is viewed as, you know, one of those kind of up-and-coming guys now who's a head coach. And I know things haven't worked out, but I think he's going to have a long leash in New York, even if this year doesn't work out, as they get the roster better and they continue to build the Jets back up.
I mean, look, that being said, it's great that he's worried about mental health. If they have a winning record come week four and Joe Flacco's playing well,
y'all gonna be worrying about Zach Wilson's mental health.
Yeah, tough balls. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I mean, I know that he was hired there and it's only year two, but you know, last year didn't go great. I mean, they won four games. So he's looking at it thinking, I mean, maybe Zach Wilson might not be the guy, but in the short term, if Joe Flacco's the better answer for us. I also find it a little bit odd that he went from there's a possibility he plays week one to now he's going to be out till week four. Like, how do you make that jump after an evaluation but say that, you know, he looks good, there's no limp, there's no anything?
Yeah, I mean,
like, how do you go from one to a
schematic advantage? You know, they wanted to push this off as long as possible. And
so they knew.
It gives Baltimore a little less time to go prepare for a guy they're very, very familiar with. But I'm sure, I mean, these scouting departments and the coaching staffs, everything you're able to do so fast, it's not hard to prepare for another guy. I mean, I'll pull back the curtain. You know, there's all sorts of different resources to coaching staffs now and computer systems. Like, for example, Pro Football Focus, which tends to be one of the more, you know, well-known out there. And one of the reasons why they've been so successful at expanding and growing is they've taken out a lot of the burdensome work that some lackey had to do within the organization of watching every tape and then manually inputting what front, what coverage, what personnel, was it a blitz, wasn't it, and then doing all of that. Like, they're the ones that are now you're paying for a service to do it. And so you can break down and sort and find so much faster. So like there's like this pro football focus ultimate, which is like what they call God mode, where you can basically look up anything you want in the snap of a finger. And so if you want to say, hey, how does Joe Flacco handle versus the blitz? I could find out all his blitz coverages, all his blitz cut-ups throughout the entire time Pro Football Focus has been tracking this stuff. So that's just one company that's doing it. There's others out there doing it. But it's not like it used to be, where you literally had some poor guy who sat in a dark room who literally used to light a candle and someone would have to bring him food and he would just be in there all day and night inputting in different cut-ups offensively, defensively. And that guy, as soon as he'd get done and he would, you know, give his input to the coaching staff and everything else, he starts right back around on the next team.
I mean, can we come up with a better name than lackey? I mean, you call him researcher?
Why?
I mean, intern? I mean, I think lackey's a little bit disrespectful, to be honest.
Is it? How about slappy?
Slappy is.
I wish we could say the real thing.
Oh. And by the way, that's the guy you want to party with. Once he gets out of his cave and he's done his all's work,
yeah.
That's the guy you want to party with. Go grab a few beers with that guy.
Yeah.
Pick his brain about what he's watched and what he's seen. He'll give you some great betting advice or fantasy advice.
He's the guy that when you roll up to the bar, before anything arrives, he gets a shot just because he needs something as a baseline.
Shot in a beer, dude.
Yeah.
No, he pulls up right away, shot in a beer.
I got to have a baseline.
Shot in a beer.
Yeah, we're not messing around here. I got to get from point A to point B quick. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you on FSR. You can listen to this show as always on the iHeartRadio app, and we will take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. Coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to venture into prediction land. We are going to make some picks, Super Bowl, playoffs, some awards that we're going to make some predictions on. It's all yours coming up next here. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe on game day in the NFL on a Thursday, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, man. Come on.
Throw the hooks up.
Throw them up.
Throw them hooks up.
You know what else you can throw up? Five plates on each side. Weight room. Dublin Kaufman High. On Zoom.
You're not wrong.
With the weight room at North Hills High. Everybody on Zoom.
Everyone's
PA
on Zoom, huh?
And Ohio. Five plates on each side. Ha! Ha! Ha!
What does that sound like?
Ha! Ha! Chalk all over the ground.
That's
BO.
Funny.
Protein powder spilled all over the front of people's shirt.
Yeah.
Pre-workout.
That's your sound effect right there,
yeah.
Jonas.
Some pre-workout.
Let me hear it again.
Ha!
Sounds like you're giving birth.
Never mind.
Or what?
Yeah, nothing. Or the opposite side of it. Yeah, there you go.
You are unbelievable. Right. Okay. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here.
Or you ran up into the wrong situation.
That's right.
Make that noise again. Wrong situation. Do it again. Oh, my gosh. I got to go see the doctor.
Someone get that man a Z-Pack.
Give him a Z-Pack.
Yeah, that was the go-to, right? The Z-Pack?
Yeah, it was.
That was.
Very effective.
From what I hear.
Yeah.
Very effective.
From what I hear.
I ran, like, there was like a 2-year stretch where the same time every year I had a throat infection.
Oh, yeah.
And
I got one right now.
And the second time, I didn't even need to make a doctor's visit. They just said, yeah, there's a Z-Pack for you at the pharmacy. And I just went and picked it up, zapped it, gone. Just gone. Works brilliantly.
Zapped it.
But I heard it's used for other things, though.
So, yeah, that's what I hear, too.
Yeah. But I wouldn't know about those other things.
Okay.
All right. And we are, by the way, coming to you live here from the TireRack.com studios. Later on this hour, we are going to have some over-unders on Thursday Night Football coming up later on. But it is, you know, it's about that time that we make our season predictions. Now, we previewed each division. We went team by team about a month ago. But we've got to make our official picks, our official predictions on the NFL season, which means our division winners, our wild cards, our Super Bowl picks. So we have the live studio band, the NFL on Fox band, was kind enough to join us here this early in the morning. I mean, everybody's socially distanced. I mean, they sound great. It sounds just like a recording. Sometimes you go see a band, they don't sound like they do on the recording when they do live. I mean, this band here sounds just like they do on the recording. So here we go. Who wants to go first? Who wants to give out their picks, division, wild card in the AFC, and then give out their AFC champion? Who wants to go first? All right,
I can do this.
Okay,
I can throw my hat in the ring.
Let's go.
This, right?
I'm ready to.
I'm going to start
go.
Off with the AFC because I think the AFC is going to be the most exciting this season. A lot of great young, talented quarterbacks. Being the number one overall seed, it sounds a little chalky, but I have a hard time believing it's not going to be the case. The Buffalo Bills. They have a deep, talented roster, a defense that, yes, it may have let them down and allowed, you know, Kansas City to come back in the game at times. But, you know, bottom line is, doesn't matter. New season, new Buffalo Bills. They get the bye, number one overall seed. I got the Baltimore Ravens win the AFC North. A hot, contested battle with the Cincinnati Bengals, who won the AFC Championship a year ago. But Lamar Jackson, the Ravens, they don't have any problems winning the regular season. It's just been the postseason. Following that up, I get Kansas City winning the AFC West. I know a lot of people are hot on the LA Chargers. Some people think maybe it's the Raiders who will be able to climb up and win the division. I still think it's the Chiefs. I've got to see them not do it to believe otherwise. And then I've got the Colts winning the AFC South with the addition of Matt Ryan, potentially an MVP candidate in Jonathan Taylor, and a really stingy defense. And to fill out the wild card, Cincinnati at the 5 seed. I got Denver representing the AFC West. And then, with my last spot in the AFC, the LA Chargers. So 3 teams from the AFC West make it. I do have a bold prediction, but I'll get to that later. In the NFC, my number one overall seed's the Green Bay Packers. I got them taking over, obviously, the NFC North. At number two, I got the Tampa Bay Bucks. A lot of people are fading them, expecting them to fall apart. I don't see that happening. I got the LA Rams winning the NFC West, which, you know, that's going to be another very competitive division. It's hard sometimes for those Super Bowl-winning teams not to get that Super Bowl hangover. I think they'll be just fine. I got the Dallas Cowboys winning the NFC East, Minnesota as my first wildcard team, followed by Arizona, and finally the New Orleans Saints to round out my playoff picture.
How about that? All right, Sticks, you ready to go? You want me to fire off?
I'm not doing all that.
What do you mean?
That's a whole lot.
You just give out a division winner, three wild cards, and a Super Bowl pick.
That's a whole lot. I don't want to give all that analysis. I'm just going to give you my picks. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Give the picks.
The Ravens are going. That's my team to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC.
I like it.
I think they're going to win the AFC North as well.
Back-to-back years for you, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm doubling down on them. And you know why?
I had them last year, too.
They were snake-bitten, and I thought that it was going to be their year to take a step forward. They got the kid out of Notre Dame at the safeties position. I think that
Kyle Hamilton.
I think he's going to be a fine addition to that team. It's the perfect team for him to have gone to, you know. So anyway, I like the Ravens this year to go. I think they're going to win the North. I do believe that my wild card, and I know it sounds crazy, but I think the wild card is going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC. It's two wild cards, right?
Three
wild cards. Yeah. So I'm going to go with the LA Chargers on three or number two. And, man, I'm thinking it might be the Las Vegas Raiders that are the third wild card. I do believe that the Kansas City Chiefs win the AFC West, but I just don't think they're the same team that they've been in the past. So I'd be interested to see if they're as good as advertised again, if they come on, or if they're just kind of a team that used to be the scariest team in the National Football League. As far as with the AFC South. Yeah, I think Tennessee is going to win it. I think Tennessee has the DNA. You know, they have shown that they are the team to beat. It'll be interesting to see if Malik Willis makes an appearance this year. That's not really being discussed or talked about. Maybe it's not something to talk about. But one way or the other, I do think Malik Willis is the one to take them into the next level of having an opportunity to go for being a more competitive team in the playoffs. But I think they're going to win that division. I think the Colts are a fine team, but I'm not sold on Matt Ryan. I just got to see him be able to do it for an entire season. Let's see. The Bills, that's an easy one. I mean, we can move on from that. As far as the NFC South, I'm feeling this. I've been saying it. It's kind of a hunch. I think New Orleans is going to get it. I think New Orleans is going to get the NFC South, and Tampa Bay will be one of those wild card teams. So, out of the NFC wild card teams, it's going to be Arizona, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and possibly the Minnesota Vikings. I got Green Bay winning the NFC North. I have the Rams winning the NFC West. And I think that's it. Isn't that it?
Yeah, I think that's seven.
Do we need to go? All right, so for the Super Bowl, I think it's going to be the Ravens and Green Bay.
How about it? Who do you got winning?
I think the Ravens will pull it out.
And we do need your NFC East pick. I know you're going with Dallas.
Oh, NFC
right?
East. Yeah. I did selectively forget about them.
Right? Yeah. I thought you wanted Philly.
It's kind of funny that everybody is jumping off of the Dallas bandwagon lately. I've been listening to all the word we love to use, all of our, you know, the pundits out there.
I mean,
there.
You love Dallas. I know that. That's for sure.
I've been telling everybody I'm not high on them. And it's definitely, honestly speaking, I don't have them as a wild card team. I didn't name them as a wild card team, and they're not winning the NFC East. I think that is going to go to the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think that the Washington Commandos will actually finish second in the NFC East.
How about it? Look at that. So basically Mike McCarthy's getting fired, according to you.
I mean, if that's what it's going to lead to, then he's probably a dead man walking.
I've got starting in the AFC, I got the Bills winning the East. That seems pretty easy. I think the race for second is going to be interesting there, but I got Buffalo being the only team out of the AFC East making the playoffs. I've got the Chargers winning the West. I've got the Baltimore Ravens winning the AFC North, and I've got the Indianapolis Colts winning the AFC South. As Brady pointed out, bold prediction on the Indianapolis Colts, who are a favorite in that division, to go ahead and take care of business there. I think Matt Ryan solidifies the quarterback position, and they're really talented. At some point, you'd think they would get through and at least, you know, maybe win a playoff game here eventually. As far as the wild card goes, I got Cincinnati, Kansas City, and Las Vegas as my wild card teams. That, I mean, I love Russell Wilson in Denver. That seems fun, but something about it, I like what the Raiders have done. I feel like there's a direction there that they're heading, and I think Derek Carr is going to have a monster year with Davante Adams. So I leaned Raiders over Broncos as far as picking up that final wild card spot.
Just spatting in the eye of Russell Wilson. Yeah, listen, unbelievable.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful here. I mean, there are reports that Russell Wilson is on my fantasy team. I know you guys were asking about that before the show.
Okay.
Reports about that, but in the NFC, I've got the Dallas Cowboys winning the East. I mean, come on. There's way too much talent, way too much money invested. Figure it out. Start putting some decent games together if you're Dak Prescott and company. I just think they're the most talented team in the divisions. And Philly makes it close, but I still give the edge to Dallas there. I'm going to have Dallas winning the East. I've got the Arizona Cardinals winning the NFC West. I think this is a year that they make a jump.
Look at that.
I just something about the Rams. I don't trust some of the reports on Stafford. There's another one that came out that we can get into that popped up in the Twitter feed a few moments ago. I don't trust some of the reporting on this. I got the Packers winning the NFC North, obviously. Tampa Bay, I think, is going to win the South. They're still the best team in that division, despite whatever Tom Brady's marital situation is that everybody gives a rip about. And then for my wild card teams, I do have the Rams picking up a wild card spot. I've also got the Saints picking up a wild card spot. And maybe I'm crazy, and maybe this show's a lot higher on the Vikings than anybody else, but I think that pairing of O'Connell and Kirk Cousins is going to make a lot of sense. Justin Jefferson, maybe the best.
The coach that likes him?
Yeah. The coach that likes him, just trying to assault him on the sidelines. I think Minnesota picks up the final wild card spot there in the NFC. And then my Super Bowl, I got the Packers beating the L.A. Chargers. I think Justin Herbert and company get all the way to the Super Bowl, but I got Green Bay winning it all. And Aaron Rodgers pissing off a lot of people.
By the way, I didn't give you my Super Bowl pick. I've got Kansas City taking on Green Bay and Green Bay winning it. I think this is the Green Bay's best defense since the last time they won a Super Bowl. So that's how I've got this whole thing playing out. But yeah, can't wait.
That would be, could you imagine Green Bay, Kansas City in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It doesn't get much better than that as far as quarterback
that
play.
A-Rod is going for MVP number three.
Yeah, so it'll be the conversation.
I've got an outside-the-box one because there's some chalky picks. Like Josh Allen's the favorite to win it. You could go Mahomes. I think he's going to surprise people this year. Or Rodgers. But no one's ever won it 3 years in a row, I believe. I actually think Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow is going to put up a lot of stats this year. He's obviously going to be in contention for the division. I think the only thing that worries me is I've got Baltimore winning the division. So could you give a guy an MVP award at quarterback if he doesn't win the division? So his stats have to be that much better than everyone else, and I think they will be. I'm not so sure their defense has made the steps or strides they need to not put him in constant shootouts. And they've got between T. Higgins and Jamar Chase and Tyler Boyd, they've got the weapons. So I actually have and his odds, too, are pretty favorable if you're looking at someone outside of the chalky three that we all look at.
By the way, ball washer of Green Bay, Lee DeLapp, was quick to point out that Brett Favre won the MVP 3 years in a row from 95 to 97.
Was it three in a row?
Yeah.
So he was the only one then. Because I was trying to look through that. I know we've had a lot of two in a rows. We haven't had three in a row.
Lee, you're such a Brett Favre kiss ass. It's unbelievable.
Hey, just, you know, checking the stats. I think he did tie one of those years, though.
By the way, you know,
that's what I'm saying is we haven't had an outright winner for that.
It's so good when Lee Dillat pulls it together and gets that information out there so quickly.
By the way, you know,
he tied it with Barry Sanders, by the way, which if you actually look at every other award that year, Barry Sanders won it. Whether it was, you know, whatever else was Sporting News or PFWA, which is the Pro Football Writers Association. It Barry Sanders won it that year, so no offense. I'm going to say I know Favre won it technically, but Favre in the other 2 years he won the MVP, won all the other awards like Sanders did. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, Lee, why don't you put that in your cheese head and smoke it, huh?
Yeah.
How's that feel? So there it is.
Are
there's our Super Bowl pick. So for the Super Bowl, we all have Green Bay.
Where the cheese hit.
By the way, doesn't Favre have some other things to worry about right now?
Hey, man, what the hell is that? But that's looking worse and worse every week when more
that
details come out.
Yeah, that whole thing
in Mississippi with the
funding,
embezzling state funds.
Yeah, just felt like there was a lot of people involved. Yeah, very.
I mean, now the FBI is investigating it,
and I think there's some stuff that was recorded, some back and forth. Yeah, it's not looking great there. But we do all have, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Green Bay. Do you have Green Bay winning the Super Bowl, LeVar?
If Baltimore, which is my pick, makes it that far, I just think they take that next step.
Okay. Yeah, so two of the three of us have Green Bay winning the Super Bowl, but we all have them going to the Super Bowl, which means
what's
the Lions are going to win that division.
No one mentioned the Miami Dolphins.
I know. It's too loaded.
I think they're a dark horse.
They're definitely a dark horse. I mean, the problem is you have the AFC West, and I think you're going to have two teams, maybe three in. I'm eliminating Cleveland because they're not going to have Watson. But between Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh, it's stiff competition, I think, for wild card spots. And I guess my bold prediction for the year would be this. And it is mathematically possible. I went through this yesterday. All four teams from the AFC West make it. If there's a bold prediction to make, I'm going to make that prediction that all four teams in the AFC West make the playoffs.
That would be wild.
It'd be incredible.
Yeah, and there would be some rematches, I'm sure, and that would all play out. So a third time meeting for some of those teams. So, yeah, that'd be awesome. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on FSR. Coming up next, we are going to have some over-unders as we get you set for the first game of the NFL season. It's yours right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended install near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Go Brady.
Was LeVar adding to that?
Yeah, he was.
That
was really well done.
Well, man.
Thank you.
Dude, that blended in perfectly.
Thank you.
But, man, sticks right there.
For a second, I was like, oh, is this like a remix version? This is dope. I'll tell you what, man. LeVar, we all need like some time in a studio together. I think we'd had some sort of creative stuff. I don't know if it'd be any good, but it sound good for a minute.
Think we could do it, man.
Yeah.
I don't really have any musical talents. I barely have a voice right now. So
that's all right. I'll walk you through it.
Is it hard? Is it hard to play the bass? Is it hard, or drums?
The bass,
can I learn that quick?
The bass is probably the easiest, because the bass, you're just following the drums. It's the rhythm section. The drums is the hardest because you got to keep time. The bass, you just follow the drums. It's the easier version, and you're going to sandwich between the guitar and the drums.
Okay. So maybe the bass or just the tambourine guy, you know?
Tambourine, yeah.
Although you could play like one or two chords on the bass, just play like the top or second string. I mean, that's usually what a lot of punk bands do.
Yeah.
That's why you can make that work. We'll build around it. It's all right. System bass player. There's nothing wrong with that.
Sorry.
Yep. All right. Coming up top of next hour here from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to get into the situation in the NFL that for some reason is still going on. For some reason, it's still happening. Why? Nobody can seem to figure it out. But we do have at least some sort of an answer as to when we could get a solution on this drama in the National Football League. So we'll get into that for you again top of next hour here on FSR. Before we get to another edition of Over-Unders, I'll let you know Over-Unders is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code 2PROS. That's the number 2PROS for a special offer when you sign up. That's code 2PROS only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
I have been losing.
You know you're a lying, low-life, gambling degenerate.
It's over under.
All right, lead the lap. What do we got? Got game one of the NFL is what we got. Let's go.
That's right. And with that game, we start with the point total at 52 over under.
I'm going to say the under. I think this game ends up being a little lower scoring than people think. Both, star players on defense for the Rams, one of the deeper defenses for the Bills. I got the under.
I'm going with the over. I keep going with the under, and I keep losing. I'm going with the over here. That's really my reasoning.
I'm going to take the under as well, too. I feel like there's going to be a feeling out process, in this game.
Like feeling out, huh?
Yeah. And there could be some exhaustion, maybe a little bit of fatigue.
Exhausted. Huh?
Maybe trying to run the football, establish a run game. Yes. I'm going to take the under.
Exhausted. Yeah, exhausted. Yeah, Z-Pack.
Z-Pack. What else we got, Lee?
Over under on passing and rushing yards for Josh Allen, 316.5.
Over.
Over.
I mean, Jonas, are you sure you don't want to calculate this a little bit more?
passing and rushing yards?
Yeah.
Over, well, okay. I mean, it is game one.
He's not
going
to get 100 yards rushing.
Okay.
It won't be crazy.
I'll put it this way. I'm going to say under. You guys both said over, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going
to say under.
Well, listen, the calculations.
New offensive coordinator.
The calculations never lie. So let's go ahead and check this. I forgot my password. Hold on.
Oh. You're a fool. Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to take the overly.
All right, I got the under.
Interesting to note that he is 277.5 passing yards on DraftKings.
So moving on. What are you trying to
What's
say?
What's rushing yards,
he can't pick up 40
then
yards
that would
rushing?
Put about, yeah, exactly.
Pick up 40 yards rushing. It's Josh
he
Allen.
He might get all the yardage in passing.
By the way, who is there? Is Devin Singletary their starting running back?
Yeah, it could be kind of by committee.
And then
yeah, but
James
they brought
Cook.
In they brought in Cook. Yeah,
yeah.
I got him
I like
as my
him,
rookie
dude.
Of the year offensively.
He's good, man.
Okay.
He is good.
Take the overly.
Will Aaron Donald get a sack on Josh Allen? Sacks by Aaron Donald in the game at a half.
I'm going to say yes. I mean, I know they're going to game plan against him, but he's a freak. I ain't betting against him.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same. I'm going to take the over.
I mean, he's swinging that helmet around. Maybe, he's a little bit, you know, maybe he's thinking.
Oh, I thought he faced no repercussions for that.
Yeah, well, look. By the way, didn't he have two helmets? Didn't he have, like he had two different helmets? He's just a destroyer. Can we get him versus Quentin Nelson in a big time game, please? For the love of God, Aaron Donald versus Quentin Nelson.
Super Bowl,
it's too bad. Lee, I'm gonna take the over.
I'm gonna take the over.
First touchdown in the game. 8 minutes. Over under.
Oh, under.
Under.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Take the over. Feeling out process. That's what the calculation says.
Oh, take the over.
What else, Lee?
Total touchdowns in the game, 5.5.
Take the over. I'm going to take the under. I changed my mind. It's going to be at 5. That half is a bad mother sucker.
Hold on a second.
I'm going to take the under.
Hold on. You can't change your mind. Lee, is he allowed to change his mind?
He can change his mind.
I did take my hand off of the piece.
He can change his mind.
Yeah.
But he did take the over on the point total, so he's hedging his bets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under, Lee. I'm going to go with the under on that. I think we're going to get we'll get some field goals, but I'm not sure we're going to get that many touchdowns. Not in this game. So there it is. Another edition of Over Unders as we get you set for the first game of the NFL season. I mean, we're just jam-packed here.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.